In the Facebook page where people can ask questions, do that. But us dinosaurs, I'll still check out the chat room, so no problem, and we'll look. And so anyway, I want to say thank you for joining me here at the radio show. I really feel honored to be able to do radio, and it is a big responsibility, and I don't take it lightly. So the information that my wife and I give, and the information we like to put out on to keep our family healthy, and hopefully it's important to you to keep your family healthy. So I really appreciate you tuning in, and we got to do something about that show that's on before. I know that it's taking time, but hey, call your friends, tell them that we're on no matter what's on before us, that our time is on. So anyway, let me go to the phones, talk to my wife, Sandy Ben-Joseph, and good morning, Sandy.
Well, good morning. I was hoping to hear something about what this weekend is all about, the 4th of July.
Oh, I got it. You're right.
And it's Independence Day and what that means. And still, with all the stuff going on, it's still the best place to be.
Yes.
Absolutely. It definitely is.
So I've been all over the world. I've lived all over the world. Middle East. I've lived, Sri Lanka, India. And I've been in Europe. And there's no country like the United States. Even though we talk about it and we get angry at our politicians and everything else, there's still no place like the United States. No place like home.
Fighting for your rights and, making them happen. And have eyes in the back of your head so things don't take it away and you don't even know about it.
Absolutely.
So we're going to have a really great sale this weekend. We're going to do a store-wide sale. And I just called background to the office, and basically I didn't put magnets on my list, and I just want to kind of throw that in there as a surprise, because we only do that a couple of times a year. So we've got a good stock of magnets in, and so we're going to have those at 15% off. And then before, you were talking about the hand sanitizers. There's a lot of people that are not going to carry a bottle and put it on their hands. So we have a 2-ounce plastic bottle that goes easy, a purse and a briefcase, anything like that. We have the blue glass in 2-ounce and 4-ounce. And up at our front counter, we have the 4-ounce, and we use the On Guard. I know you can use any oil, so that's fine, but the On Guard is really specific with a lot of, high power, bacteria and viral killers and all that kind of stuff. So we have all those things. We have roll-on bottles where you can make your own mixtures, and we have recipes, and we have so many things. And to take advantage of them, that you're in control of your own health, and putting a little spray bottle in maybe your kid's backpack where they can spray their hands, because, even to raise your hand to use the restroom in schools these days, it's pretty gruesome. So that's one thing you can take a look at. And, of course, all of Nature Sunshine. This is the first Saturday of July, and it's July 2nd, and all of Nature Sunshine, 15% off, over 600 products. Yes, we got another shipment in of Serrapeptase and Bamboo Silica, also 15, and then from the Coral Calcium Eco Pure, we got another shipment in, finally, of the Cell Energy H2. That's going to be 15% off, along with the Cinnamon 6 for people watching their blood sugars and things along that line. And we have the full line of the Silver Micronutrient 8-ounce, 4-ounce, and in the Cy-Free nasal spray, which you can fill from any of the other bottles. Those are on special, same 15. And then Barleen's, we have the Fresh Catch of the Day orange flavor 8-ounce. And then also the Ideal Omega in the 60 capsules. Those are the two items from Barleen's, and those are 15% off. And we're going to do the shower filters again, because We last batch we got, there was some damage, so I don't know if everybody got what they needed, so that's going to be definitely on special today. All of Future Biotics, 15% off, except those, of course, that are half price. We're moving those through every week, and people are stocking up, and it's been pretty exciting. And this week, yes, the dark chocolate, 500 milligrams. And since Nature Sunshine stopped making the bars with the xylitol, you know, people have been asking, well, can't you get it in a pill? And, yeah, I got with my rep at Future Biotics, and they have so many new things. I was, like, so far behind in my catalog, I was, like, embarrassed. They even have a turmeric extract in capsule.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's stronger than even the other one that we carry that's a very good brand from Pure Encapsulation. So I'm going to be taking a look into that. But the chocolate, I'm sure you're going to elaborate on all the benefits for circulation and for the heart and for blood pressure and everything. And if you do a non-sale purchase of $25, we got a shipment of Alkagenesis in yesterday. So that's 15% off of the $25 purchase. We're down to our last few of the Men's Max 72. So if you're interested, I don't know when or if we will be bringing that back, or if it's going to even be available. Halo Pet Foods, in the cat food, in the cans, I've marked them down to half price. They're not expired, and it's just really a very healthy organic food. And then the other thing from doTERRA, of course, we have the oils, and we can give you recipes for, you know, spraying. When you're handling money and credit cards and all those things at the counter, you know, we have it sitting right there, and people do take use of it. So the third Saturday of this month, which I believe is the 15th or 16th, we'll have our water demo. And then I wanted to mention something that I've just forgotten for a long time. And I have, a few years ago, I bought my mom a scooter, you know, one of those scooters that, you know, they can, like, you know, really drive around in, and when they go to the mall. They are so heavy. We never used it. It's never been used, because you would have to have, like, a hitch on the back of your car, and too heavy for people to use, but I see them everywhere. So we have a brand new one, and the only thing it needs is a battery. I paid $2,500 for it, and I'm going to let it go for $1,000. The only thing you have to do is get a battery. It even has the papers to register the warranty. So if anybody is interested in anything like that, I know they're really expensive, and Medicare is covering less and less. So what does Medicare not cover? Glasses, dentures, and hearing aids. And what do the elderly need the most?
Dentures, hearing aids, and scooters.
All those things. So, you know, we're going to be bringing all kinds of new things in. I'm really, my going to order is going to be outrageous. So take advantage of it. We're doing a unspoken magnet sale today as well, and a lot of things on sale. Too many to mention. I mean, just come in. There's sale signs everywhere. So enjoy the show, and I'll talk to you next hour.
And there you go. And that's my wife, Sandy Ben-Joseph, and she mentioned
Talk about chocolate,
and also the holidays. So I got two things here. Might as well talk about both. Okay, here's the chocolate. We have it. I did mention it. It's rich in polyphenols, and this is a chocolate extract, 500 milligrams per capsule. It's got all kinds of polyphenols. They're flavonoids and flavanols, and they're a type of flavonoid that's very similar in all your vitamin C products, and but it's found very high in cocoa and chocolate. It's a super antioxidant. It's violetamine, and it's the dark chocolate extract, and it's 100% vegetarian, and the glass packaging, and I really like that. They use a lot of glass, and so it's on special chocolate, dark chocolate. But I wanted to mention today. Today is coming. We're coming to July 4th. Today's not July 2nd. But on July 4th, 1776, the 13 colonies claimed their independence from England. And it's an event which led to the formation of the United States. And each year on July 4th, also known as Independence Day, Americans celebrate this historic event. And what was going on is there was conflict between the colonies and England. And it was already a year old when the colonies convened a Continental Congress in Philadelphia. That was the summer of 1776. And it was June 7th, the session in the Pennsylvania State House, later Independence Hall, that Richard Henry Lee of Virginia presented a resolution with the famous words, "Resolved that these united colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiances to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved." So Lee's words were the impetus for the drafting of the formal Declaration of Independence. And although the resolution was not followed up on immediately, on June 11th, consideration of the resolution was postponed by a vote of 7 colonies to 5. What was going on is there was a committee of 5 was appointed to draft a statement presenting the world, the colonies to the world. And it was presenting the independence of those colonies to the world. And on July 1st, 1776, the Continental Congress reconvened. And on the following day, July 2nd, the Lee's Resolution for Independence was adopted by 12 of the 13 colonies. New York did not vote. And the discussions by Jefferson's Declaration of Independence resulted in some minor changes, and they made some another change. Then there was a revision that continued through July 3rd and into the late afternoon of July 4th, when the final revision of the Declaration of Independence was officially adopted July 4th. And of the 13 colonies, 9 voted in favor of the declaration. 2, Pennsylvania and South Carolina, voted no. Delaware was undecided, and New York abstained. And so John Hancock, the president of the Continental Congress at the time, signed the Declaration of Independence. And it is said that why his signature, when you look at John Hancock's signature on the Declaration of Independence, his name, with he signed it, he said, with a great flourish. So England's King George can read that signature without his spectacles. And today, the original copy of the Declaration is housed at the National Archives in Washington, D.C., and July 4th has been designated a national holiday to commemorate the Day of the United States. And that is the day, this is considered the Day of the United States of America, and it laid down its claim to be free and independent. Now, it's not just barbecue, and it's not just a little parade with everybody putting a flag on their antenna of their car. It's really fighting for your independence. It's really fighting for your freedom. And I'm sorry to say that this president has done more to take our freedoms away than at any time in the history of the country. And there's more and more things that are being pushed on all of us. And with GMO, with vaccines, it's just really getting to be outrageous. And you do not have control over your children anymore. The states have control. You do not own your children. The state owns them. So we have to be vigilant. And I'm sorry to say that in voting and looking at the new voting and the new election since 2000 and using the electronic voting, there hasn't been any free and fair elections in the United States. These voting machines are hacked. They're hacked by computer, obviously hackers that are being hired and worked by government agencies. We know that that these computers can be hacked within 13 seconds. We know that votes have been changed. Texas alone, I would never want to vote in Texas because you don't even get a receipt for your vote. How do you do a recount if a recount was needed? How do you prove in Texas, Texans, I'm asking you, how do you prove that your vote is being counted the way you're voting? You have no idea. And until we go back to paper ballots counted by the public in front of the public and those results are given to the government, we will not have free elections again. Right now, votes are counted by the government in secret and the results are given to the public. That's not the way it works. And no one is complaining. We even stopped doing exit polls because the exit polls were so much different. I don't hear any music if you keep talking, though. Please look at voting. You have to tell your senators, your congresspeople, that we really need to go back to paper ballots. And until the public stands up and be counted and demands that our rights, remember, you have no rights until you demand them. And if you don't know your rights, then you don't have any. And so it's really important that the public stand up. Independence Day is not just having a barbecue. It's really looking at the Constitution and that judge that came out just last week and said that the Constitution should not be looked at anymore, that we need a living document, and that he didn't want dead people to run the lives of us today. Get rid of that judge. That judge should be tried for treason. You take an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and all of these politicians are going around the Constitution, and it is downright evil. And unless we stand up, we will not have a constitution anymore. So there's our music. And when we get back, I'll go back to talking health and see what we have. Oh, and there's one more thing I want to mention again about the Welcome Home for the Vietnam Veterans event. And that's going to be taking place Sunday, August 28th at the El Paso Coliseum. And I'm going to keep reminding people about that. Sunday, August 28th at the Coliseum is a Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans. They never got a welcome home, and we have to do all we can to help support the veterans. So anyway, there's our music. I'll be right back after these commercial breaks. Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Come to Health Naturally and work out with a new intensive live oxygen system called the Live O2. It improves your overall well-being and increases your energy level by upping your oxygen levels. Remember, it is shown that many diseases, including cancers, do not survive in a well-oxygenated body. Call 915-833-0222 or come by Health Naturally at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas for more information. Remember, call 915-833-0222 for more information.
Are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes catching up with you? Obesity is epidemic in the U.S., causing diabetes affecting 17 million Americans, and 65% of all diabetics die from heart disease or strokes. The EPA says 75% of all chronic disease is caused by environmental pollutants. Can we trust our government? They allow more than 5.5 trillion pounds of toxic waste in our environment every year. I'm Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath with over 30 years experience in the field as a healthcare practitioner. I created Prime Longevity to protect you against all these toxins. Prime Longevity is the most robust, complete longevity formula that outdoes every other product on the market. The scientific truth is there's no other longevity formula more potent than Prime Longevity. This is the most cost-effective, true health insurance you can buy. Go to www.primelongevity.com. That's primelongevity.com.
Born down in a dead man's town, the first kick I took was when I hit the ground. End up like a dog, that's been beat too much, till you spend half your life just to
to sign in to TalkStream. And, I haven't signed in a long time, so my login didn't go. I'll have to do that in the next commercial. But if you can and you're listening to the show, please go to on the front page, on the left side of my page, you'll see chat room, listen live, talk stream live. Click on the talk stream live and just vote for the show. And I keep forgetting to mention that every week because it does make a difference in our ratings. So please help us. All right, let's go to the phones. I got the hiccups. Excuse me again. And let's go. We've got Miss George has been holding the longest. Thank you so much. And then it looks like Bill and then either Dennis or a Denise. I'm not sure. So, Miss George, you're on first. Good morning.
Morning. And I have two questions.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
X-ray. When you get an overdose of X-ray.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something that you can take?
Yes, absolutely. And that is spirulina. Russia did a lot of studies on spirulina when Chernobyl. Remember when their nuclear production and that whole place Chernobyl blew up and that produced all kinds of radiation in the air? So, excuse me, they found that taking spirulina or chlorella was very, very good at detoxing radiation out of the body. I take spirulina personally. I think it's a very good, it's a super 76% assimilatable protein. It's high in chlorophyll, and it's one of those superfoods. So spirulina. Nature Sunshine has it. You can take it in probably about, 4 to 6 capsules a day, something like that. I take sometimes 6 capsules first thing in the morning because I want the energy, or 3 in the morning and 3 at lunch, but that's the way I like to take it.
And the second question, what about parasites?
It depends if you're having any kind of reaction. Parasites... there's a lot. You know, when you go to most holistic health practitioners, the first thing they're going to tell you, oh, you got parasites and you got to do a parasite cleanse. Everybody's got to do a bowel cleanse. Everybody's got to do a liver cleanse. Everybody's got to do a kidney cleanse. You know, you go to a holistic person and that's like the first three things they say is those things because they know those things and otherwise they don't know what to do with the client when they're sitting in front of them. So, if you're not having stomach problems and you're not having overt symptoms and overt bowel problems, I would say don't worry about parasites. If you're taking diatomaceous earth as an example, I have people take diatomaceous earth. You're not going to get parasites in the colon, anybody taking diatomaceous earth. It's just that simple. You're not going to get them. Now, blood parasites, little bacteria, rod form bacteria, mycoplasma bacteria, that's a different issue. Then you take the antioxidants internally. But some of the diatomaceous earth is just one of the best things. And also eating garlic and onions and the high sulfur-bearing foods like broccoli and cabbages. Fermented foods are very, very specific for anti-parasites. Things like the apple cider vinegar and sauerkraut and kimchi. So, Miss George, no, you're going to – I think you would be fine. X-rays, we use the spirulina. Parasites, take diatomaceous earth, and you are cooking.
Well, that sounds good. And ozone does not enter into any of those. I know you can get an ozone machine for the
now, home. Ozone, yes. Ozone can be used. They actually do what's called rectal insufflation. And you put ozone in a big bag attached to a little... hose. You put the hose in your up your colon, and then you squeeze the bag. Don't squeeze the bag real fast and hard, okay? Just squeeze it real slow, and then it goes in slowly. So there's a whole technique for ozone to get in oxygen. We're using now the oxygen exercise equipment because that's one of the best things to actually exercise. We now know can help reverse a stroke. So when you do the exercise properly, it helps to reverse. And if you exercise with oxygen, it even reverses faster. So I think you're doing good, Miss George.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for all you do for the public.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for always supporting our store. I really do appreciate it. We appreciate all our customers. And it's really such a pleasure to see you come in. You're always such an inspiration to all of us because you're not a young chicken anymore. And you're doing great. And I'm just proud of you, Miss George. So thank you so much for being always being there with and supporting us.
Well, you've helped.
Thank you. All right, let's see. Next person on the list is, that's either a Dennis or a Denise. I'm not sure.
It's a Dennis.
It's a Dennis. Hi there, Dennis. Yeah, we got to speak in our male voice here. Dennis, how are you?
Hey,
I was thinking, hi, Denise. How are you, Denise? So, I'm telling you, happy 4th of July, too. And it's really... it's nice that we're all here. And let me tell you, above ground is better than below ground.
Amen, brother. Amen.
You got that right. And I got to say, we have to thank all of our, not just Independence Day, is really a thank you to our military because they're the ones that have kept like this. Not our politicians. It's not our politicians that give us our freedom. It's our
That's
military
right.
that gives us our freedom. It's not the poets that give us all the freedom to write. It is our military that allows writers and poets to write. It's people don't realize that. And again, I personally do everything I can to apologize to how we acted. I'm 68 years old, so I graduated high school in 1966, and I'm doing everything I can to make up for the veterans. We treated them very badly during the Vietnam War, and it was wrong. We were politically naive, and we called them baby killers, and we spit on them, and we did terrible things. And we never honored our Vietnam veterans, so that's why I do everything I can to support the veterans.
That's outstanding.
You know, and again, I apologize.